Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
That covers the Vikings, and the reason why I was following them is because you guys remember Alec Lewis. He worked for the Athletic for a while covering the Royals, right? Good dude. He had a little piece about the Vikings draft, and in that it mentioned the Chiefs as a team to watch to trade up into the Vikings spot. Now, the Vikings have picked 24th overall in the first round. So, one, we can start with, what do you make of that? Who would they be trading up for? If you're thinking that the Chiefs could trade into the Vikings spot, if that's what they're thinking in Minnesota, 24, the Chiefs are going to go up 7 spots. Who's that for? Is
tackle
that for,
the only one that makes sense?
Tackle, unless there's a defensive lineman they just love.
Like, they love Simmons, and they don't think, because he went on like a bunch of top 30 visits because everyone's trying to figure out the medicals. Simmons or Connerly, I guess, and they just don't think they can get him at 31?
Think corner, maybe?
Corner? They're trading up for corner again?
I mean, they did it for McDuffie. Obviously, it worked out well. I just don't know if the fact that they have as many picks as they do inside the top 100 makes it to where I guess you could see a trade up a little more logical, because they feel like they have the arsenal to do it without completely emptying the tank. I would have to look, and we can ask Bink when Bink joins us tomorrow, what's the draft trade value chart say? Like, to move up 7 spots, what is
probably
that
giving up your late third?
What is that going to actually cost you? You know, so
maybe
your
early third.
In order to trade up, it's pretty obviously, like, you got to love the person you're trading up for, if that's the case. Like, you have to think that, oh my gosh, we thought he was going 17th overall and he's on the clock at 24. We got to move up. It's got to be stuff like that. It's why when they trade up for McDuffie, they didn't think he would even be there. They're like, oh, we got to pull the trigger. We got to do this. So is there a player that they thought was going in like the teens that somehow slides on their board they had on the teens, and everybody else let them slide to 24 in this hypothetical, and that's where they pull the trigger on a trade? I don't know, man.
The only one that makes sense is tackle, but then it's like, talk about like a future move, but in the strong, even more than the conversation we're having earlier. So you are going to trade up. You're going to give up the ability to draft an extra running back, an extra wide receiver, an extra defensive lineman in the third round based on the draft chart I'm looking at right now. It'd be one of your 2 third round picks, depending on if you were getting plus or minus value. So you're giving up good value in order to do it. To take a tackle you're not even planning on starting? Same rule applies. If they trade up to 24 and they take a tackle, that man better be in competition with Moore. He better be toe-to-toe. You guys are one for one. You're taking 50% of the snaps each this entire offseason, and may the best man win. Because I cannot think of a single other position, unless Ty Warren falls. The only other thing that makes sense to me is if there's an extremely talented offensive weapon that falls far below the expected value. Let's just say we're all wrong and Burden goes in the top 10 and McMillan's at 26. Now, I don't think he's ever going to fall that far. I don't think Warren's ever going to fall that far. Maybe they love Loveland, but it's got to be, like, in my opinion, if you're doing that, it's got to be for an offensive weapon. You're like, guys, we're getting ready to light the league on fire.
I wonder if Amarian Hampton is that guy, because I don't think Genty wouldn't fall into the 20s at all. But if Amarian Hampton's there at 24 or 25, I wonder if the Chiefs are like, you know what? This guy could be the Jahmyr Gibbs.
Could you imagine Kansas City's reaction? They trade up for a running back? After the way it went with Clyde? But like, I kind of get your point, Drew. Like, I feel like I would almost want it to be for an elite level offensive player. Like where, again, we had talked about maybe a month ago, I want the Chiefs to like reassert themselves in the league as like, hey man, we're an elite level offense and we're pouring it on you fools. And with Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy and Hollywood Brown and Travis Kelce, I think they're well on their way to making that statement anyway. So if you just add one more guy, damn, I mean, you could be making a real big point to the league if you try to do that. But the point, like, I don't know. I mean, I feel like there are more likely, I guess, here's the follow-up. Do you think that the Chiefs are more likely to trade up or trade down from pick 31 right now?
Trade up. It's easier to trade up than trade out. I honestly believe that. Now, it costs you, of course, to trade up, but it is tougher to find a partner that wants to trade into the first, back into the first round than it is to find a team that's willing to fall out. We hear all the time during the broadcast, right, when we're up at the landing here in a couple Thursdays, where it'll be, let's just call it pick 24 in this hypothetical. It's like, oh, hearing the Vikings, but really, you know, the Vikings are really trying to get out of 24. They're really trying to get out of 24. Sometimes you can't find a partner there. I still think it's easier to trade up from 31 to 24 than actually find a team that wants to go from, let's call it pick 43 to go to 31, or, you know, 38 to 31 or something like that.
I mean, I always wondered, like, it seems like in my brain it should be easier for the obvious reasons, right? You get a fifth year of control by trading out of that round. You hypothetically, if you get the player right, you get a whole extra year to pay him, right? I mean, you don't pay him much more in year one, but you get a whole extra year to pay him and all that other stuff. But I think it's because people value, even though they're NFL teams and they understand how the value of the pick works, they still value first round pick more, which I think a lot of times what happens is that team picking at 31 is not doing it cheap, right? They're not doing you any favors. You want to come in to get in the first round, then you got to earn it. That's all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.